Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is October 1st, 2019. It is a beautiful, beautiful fall day here in New England. The trees are turning. The temperature is just right. It's like not too hot, not too cool. It's perfect sleeping weather and it's gorgeous outside. The leaves haven't started actually falling, so my husband's not stuck out there trying to get up leaves, but the trees are gorgeous. I love New England. I've lived in different states and I just love the four seasons. I do not love winter, so let me back up. I love having four seasons in my life, but I do not like the winter. Love the fall, though. I love the fall. So again, I want to thank you all for your listening ears. I appreciate you taking time out of your evening to listen to this podcast. My family and my friends that helped me out also appreciate you taking time out to listen to this podcast. And we really appreciate everybody's support. We really appreciate you telling other people to listen in, because this podcast is not only for medical negligence victims, it's also for families of the victims, it's also for friends of the victims, it's also for people who have not even been victimized by any medical professional. God bless you. It's for you too, because you never know when this might happen to one of your friends or your family. At least you might know some steps to take to help them get justice that they may need. All right, so tonight I'm just going to keep it very brief, as I always say, but I really mean that today. But I just wanted to start by saying that a lot of times with a medical malpractice or medical negligence incidents, a lot of patients don't even know that they had a medical mishap, right? Because you go to a doctor or you have a surgery and something happens to you and the doctor, nurses come in and they treat you for whatever happened to you. You never in your wildest dreams think that something happened out of the norm, unless it's just something really, really drastic, right? So how would you know if you had a medical negligence? Usually, you depending on what it is, you may never know. You might go through life and say, oh, I had the surgery, and look, now because of that, my knee is always hurting all the time. But you might not even think about why your knee is hurting all the time unless you do some research, unless you get an attorney to pull your medical records, or you have another trained medical expert or a friend that works in the medical field to look through your records to find out what happened. But it's probably a lot of people who have a medical mishap walking around with it right now and don't even know about it and have done nothing about it. Well, in those cases, it's really far too late, right? Because you probably missed your statute of limitations. In most states, it's 2 years. I believe Massachusetts was 3, and that's from the date of injury, right? From the date that you have the injury happen, you have 3 years to file a medical malpractice claim with an attorney. Okay. Some reasons that people won't get compensated is because the insurance companies have a lot of defenses that are standard that they have in place for almost every medical malpractice issue that could come about. One is that the injury was unpreventable. It was the result of initial condition or injury. It was nothing that the doctor did wrong. This is how it was going to happen. No matter what doctor did it, no matter how they did it, this was going to happen. May be one of the defenses that insurance company will have their attorneys use. Another one might be something to the effect that the patient was non-compliant. If you had a procedure done and you're thinking that something is wrong because it's your problem is still happening to you, and you want to go against the doctor or the nurse practitioner, whoever performed it, they may say that, oh, you were non-compliant. We gave you advice of some things to do after this procedure, and you didn't do each and everything that we told you to. And that's what they will use for a defense to try to rebuttal when you go to get your lawyer and you have to try to settle or go to trial. Another one would be that your risk of having that injury was acceptable. You had this done to you and this is what happened, but the what happened after is acceptable because that would have happened to anybody in any kind of condition, no matter where we did that surgery. This was going to happen and it's okay. It's something that you can live with, right? Another one may be that you yourself are responsible for causing the injury. You know, I know these things sound ridiculous, but I'm telling you, insurance companies get with these defense attorneys and they come up with ridiculous defenses. And unfortunately, if you have a jury of people who are really driven and grew up believing that doctors are God and doctors can do no wrong, these same defenses can help the doctor win. There's a lot of people out there who do not believe in suing doctors. There's a lot of people out there who do not believe that their doctors at any form can do anything wrong, right? So when the jurors are selected and you have a medical malpractice, you better just be praying to goodness that you don't get 13 people who believe that doctors shouldn't be sued or who believe that doctors do no wrong, because they would just jeopardize the whole case. And there you have it. You will not win. I just want to reiterate again that this group is not a doctor or a nurse or a medical practitioner or a PA bashing group. We are a group that is supportive of people who have been harmed, injured, or maybe even killed by medical negligence. And we're just here to support each other because we know how each other feels. Sometimes you cannot know how another person feels unless you walk in their shoes, right? Even though you may see it happen to your friend or your family, but until it happens to you, you don't know what it feels like. And I think that it's enough of us around that we can all support each other. We can all tell our stories and we can all be a shoulder to lean on, a shoulder to cry on, a shoulder to give and get advice from, because it's a lot of people out there who are going through this right now. It might be somebody who just had surgery today and their surgery was botched, right? So they may be wanting to join this group and need the support. We are here to support. We're not here to point fingers. We're not here to call names. That's not what this group is all about. We are totally a group that's supporting. And I don't want to consider it a doctor bashing group, but I know that if somebody is calling in to tell their story, they are going to bash that doctor or that nurse or that person who performed their procedure, and that is okay, right? It's not saying that all doctors are bad or all surgeons are bad. You just want to tell your story, and when you tell your story, you might get emotional, and that is fine, because that's what we want. We want people that are passionate about this, because things are changed in small groups. Nothing happens overnight, but it takes one person or two people to start groups like this, where we can start forums, where we can try to make change. Because the way I see it is, a lot of times doctors don't even get a slap on the hand. If you can get a case to go to trial, that is, to me, like a slap on the hand, because once it goes to trial, the doctor's name, his practice, is all exposed to jurors, the jury pool of the 150 or some odd people that may be selected, to the judge, because I know the judge that's dealing with the case would not use that doctor or nurse or PA for their services or their family services, right? And all the clerks that work in the court office. Right? These people are hearing the story day after day. So that is like a slap on the hand, because those are potential customers for the doctor that he will have lost. So it's sort of like a slap on the hand. But if you go to trial and you don't win, then of course you feel that more should have been done than the slap on the hand. But we have to start somewhere. We have to start with each other and talking about this and what's a good way to go forward so that we can make change, because it is a lot of people who are being hurt or harmed and nothing is being done. Their stories are not even being told. Their stories are not even being written about. No one knows about them but their close friends and family. So this is the forum. This is where I want people to tell your friends about this podcast so that they may know other people who have been in this situation who wants to reach out and join our Facebook group. Yeah, don't forget to join the Facebook. We have a Facebook group that's a closed group, and we have a Facebook open page. Both are named Medical Moments 917. We're working on getting a logo, and we're going to get some cards so we can pass them out when we're in the community to try to get more people to join, get people to come on, and we can tell our stories and share similarities and differences and be listening ears for other people who want to call in, who have questions, problems, or concerns. We just want to be there. There's a lot of things in history that just took one person to make a change. And I'm going to say if Rosa Parks maybe would never just sat on the back of that, sat in the front of the bus, maybe that would have never gotten changed. Maybe Afro-Americans would have always been in the back of the bus. So it's a lot of stories like that, not all just racial related, but it takes one person. If the MAD, Moms Against Drunk Drivers, didn't have some people to stand up and say, this is ridiculous. All these people getting DUIs and they just getting slapped on the hands. Nobody's doing jail time. They're killing people with their vehicles. It takes people to start groups like this, and let's bring awareness to things so that we can start making some changes. We're not trying to hurt or damage anybody's life or career, but we want awareness. People should know. If you've been harmed by a doctor, it should be a register. It should be somewhere that you can go where people can find out, right? And maybe they would think twice about getting surgery from that particular person. Or maybe they still would, but when they know all the information and all the things that they've done, then that person can make a better educated decision for themselves, their family, or their friends, right? We're coming close up on my 15-minute mark that I usually like to stay within. Again, I just want to say to join our Facebook group, Medical Moments 917, or our Facebook page, Medical Moments 917. And we're working on doing a YouTube page, and I have an introduction on there already. But when you join our Facebook group, you'll see what the name of the YouTube page is and where you can find a YouTube video. And we will be making one of those this week, probably tomorrow, because it seems like people have been reaching out to me and they want YouTube. More people are comfortable, I guess, or have YouTubes downloaded on their phones and computers than they do podcast apps. So I am getting listeners, and I appreciate, like I said, all my listeners that I'm getting on podcasts, but you still have a lot of people who have YouTube on all of their mobile devices and would prefer to watch a YouTube video. So I'll probably just take the podcast and just infiltrate them into a YouTube and put up a couple pictures and so forth. And then that way people can sit and they can watch a YouTube video and they can maybe give their comments there. I appreciate all the comments that are coming in. I appreciate all the love and support that you guys are giving us. This medical negligence is a big thing in this country. It is happening to people every single day. Hospitals have reported medical negligence going on for various reasons. So I just, again, want to thank you and hope everybody have a beautiful and a blessed night. From my family to yours, good night.